You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Ed podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 113. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense. Three, two, one, action! I feel like you should sing or something right now based on that action.
Nope, you take it away, babe.
All right, so what we're going to keep doing here is we are going to continue with our discussion about the inner critic. And think about it. The inner critic is based on fear. It thrives on fear. It lives on fear. And it just does. And the thing here is I'm going to challenge you to think about fear as an illusion. Now, if you believed fear was an illusion, what would you really do, right? Because if fear was an illusion, it wouldn't be real. So it wouldn't stress you out. It wouldn't freak you out. It wouldn't have you jumping on some crazy train to just, you know, make yourself kind of crazy. But I believe that fear is an illusion because it's a story that we're creating about what we don't want to happen. So if you think about, you know, I don't want to get sick. You know, I'm worried that I'm going to get sick. All your energy is about thinking about, oh my gosh, I'm going to get sick. And then if you do get sick, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want it to be horrible. And you're thinking about it being horrible. But the thing is to be able to take a step back and saying, okay, what do I really know right now? Because most of the time, guys, fear really is, it's in your head. Unless, of course, you know, you're running into a burning building or you got a gun to your head or something like that. Okay, yeah, that's fearful. But so many times we create stories about, again, what we don't want to happen, and it's not even real.
You know, okay, so I'm going to try something out on you. I haven't talked about this with you, but I thought about it in the car, so much so I made my own voice memo to try to remember what I was thinking. So people will say, I'm afraid of being alone. I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of it not working out. Right?
I feel like I'm on a game show right now.
Right. Hang with me. So what they're saying they're afraid of is the result. I'm afraid of this result. So remember, if you go back and listen to our 101 podcast, we talk about TFAR, thoughts plus feelings. Thoughts create your feelings that create your actions that create your results. TFAR, and that's just how is the foundation of everything we do. So when people say, I am afraid of being alone, that is not what they're afraid of. They're afraid of how they're going to feel if they're alone, right? So the result is just a situation. The challenge is we have that perceived result so negative in our mind that we attach what kind of feeling we're going to have if we fail, if we are alone, if we aren't accepted, if we aren't successful, whatever it is. So it's interesting because people say they're afraid of a result. I think they are afraid of the uncomfortable feeling they will have because of the result. And it's, I'm afraid to feel sad. I'm afraid to feel disappointed. I'm afraid to feel isolated. I'm just making stuff up. And I know your head is going to 80 miles an hour right now because, like I said, it's the first time I'm talking about this with Karen in this way. But I started thinking about it and it makes a lot of sense. What do you think, Kara?
So I believe that, right? I believe that it is about the feeling that it's going to create. And it actually had me thinking about a time that I was scared. And the time that I was scared was back when I had cancer and getting different results. And it's interesting because the results, like I was afraid to get the results. So I didn't want the results because that would mean that I was sicker. And so if I was sicker, what's the feeling? Well, the feeling is, oh shit, I don't want to die. But what's the feeling that goes with that?
Well, let's play it out, right? So you have the fear is that I'll get the results that are bad.
Right.
And how would you feel once you got those results?
Scared and sad.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Now, and then also there, well, just so everybody knows, everything is linked back to the fear of death, but that's for another podcast on another day. However, it's that feeling. It could also be, Kara, to be honest, it could be that you don't want to feel hopeless.
True.
Right? And so the results, depending on what they were, how they came back, et cetera, could actually create a feeling of hopelessness. Now, you never went there with it for a whole bunch of different reasons. But I don't know. I'm going to play with this theory like all week long and see how it actually shows up. But there is something, because the reality is that you can deal with results that aren't negative. You can deal with failing. You can deal with looking like a fool. But it's the feeling you get when those happen that feels so uncomfortable, perhaps foreign, and just downright not fun. Yeah. Downright, Karen.
Downright. Yeehaw.
So I think there's something there. And I want to kind of keep exploring that.
Because yeah, I think it's good.
When our clients then say, I have a fear of failure, it is, what is that feeling that would be? And what is it about that feeling that feels so foreign, awkward, or uncomfortable that we can't even stand to be in it, that we're not willing to take risk?
I like it.
It's a brain twist for you.
It is. And I would actually love to hear the voice memo at some point.
Yeah, I'll play it for you. So the big coaching question that always comes here are twofold now.
My favorite coaching question ever.
Which
and
is?
I will tell you, I did steal it from the book, Who Moved My Cheese. But my favorite coaching question ever is, what would you do if you weren't afraid?
And on that note, I think that's a wrap.
See ya. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.